Tyson Raker, the in-season assessment of cotton end status from an inexpensive digital camera. Tyson, you have your pointer.
And you said key, yep.
Gotcha. Thank you, Dr. Arnall. Again, my name is Tyson Raper. I'm the cotton and small grain specialist for the University of Tennessee. I'm going to talk today about using a digital camera to assess nitrogen status. My purpose here today is really to summarize some preliminary results, preliminary being very important, of two established trials that are intended to provide insight into nitrogen rate and timing, very similar to the previous speaker, and the potential of several other alternative approaches to adjusting nitrogen rate based on seasonal and temporal variability within the season. Now, I started working on this problem really in 2009, about 7 years ago, and we were able to reassert the value of nitrogen in cotton and the sensitivity of the red edge to varying nitrogen statuses within the plant. But we've seen very low levels of adoption of any of these practices, especially in the cotton industry. And I'm intimately aware of the Tennessee producer, and I can pretty well speak for the Mid-South in that we're at less than 0.5% of all acres. We very clearly have communicated the benefit, but I think there are two reasons why we're not seeing adoption. I think the first is a perceived penalty of delaying that application until flowering. And that flowering period for us in cotton is the earliest point at which a nitrogen deficiency can really be detected in a growing cotton plant. The second issue I think we're dealing with is a perceived complexity and expense of the initial investment of the technology, coupled with equipment and labor constraints at the time that the technology would be used. And these two issues really helped form the studies that I'm going to talk about today. So in order to address that second issue, the complexity and investment, we started using the dark green color index. We first evaluated the dark green color index in 2011. This was developed in TURF in 2003. It is a digital processing software. It was developed to look at turf grass color. Rory et al. In 2011 at the University of Arkansas adapted the dark green color index to corn. Spectrum Technologies licensed it and is now selling it as a phone application and board for the approximate cost of $150. Now, we evaluated it in a very preliminary data set in 2012, and we did so looking at laboratory images of the leaves we would typically sample for leaf nitrogen. We also looked at a nadir shot over the top of the canopy and off nadir. Long story short, from this very limited data set, 28 data points on a nitrogen study, strong relationships with leaf nitrogen and strong relationships with the chlorophyll meter, but we're not having to spend as much time in the field to collect that data. So my objectives in these studies really got three objectives. The first is to evaluate the impact of splitting applications between planting and then immediately before flowering, or delaying applications until immediately before flowering on seed cotton yield. The second objective was to evaluate the ability of an inexpensive camera to provide insight into nitrogen status in a time frame which would allow an ameliorating fertilizer application to be made. And then finally, and one that I haven't mentioned in the introduction, is try to integrate this system onto a toolbar. Integrate that digital imaging processing device on a toolbar based system, which could generate a spatial map of nitrogen statuses and then potentially drive that variable rate nitrogen application. So in 2016, we had two locations. The first was the Milan Research and Extension Center in Milan, Tennessee. And the second was Ames Plantation in Grand Junction, Tennessee. I'm sure many of you are aware that the Southeast is in a severe drought. I'm going to focus today on the Milan location. We did not get a response in Ames. We were water limited, to say the least. Design was randomized complete block with four replications. Our eight treatments consisted of 0, 40, 80, and 120 pounds of nitrogen applied at planting. Treatments 5 through 7 represented 40, 80, and 120 split between planting and immediately before early flower. And then the last treatment was 80 pounds applied immediately prior to early flower, with 80 pounds being our optimum nitrogen rate almost universally in the Mid-South. So we were able to reach in and exceed that with the treatment scenarios. The measurements that we can collect at plant height, notable white flower, leaf nitrogen, whole plant partitioning, SPAD meter, NDVI. We took dark green color index readings from a handheld device, dark green color index readings from a camera mounted on our spider sprayer, which I'll mention here in a minute. And we also collected dark green color index readings from the aerial platform. Several of these we're still analyzing, the NDVI, excuse me, the dark green color index from the drone, as well as the whole plant partitioning and leaf nitrogen data. But I do have a little data I'd like to share with you. This is seed cotton yield responses to nitrogen rate and nitrogen timing. This is a typical response curve we see in cotton. You reach optimum somewhere between 60 to 90, and then you really don't see much of a benefit as you move on to 120. Now, I've split out timing here, but for the analysis, I really want to focus, in that first objective, I really want to break out timing in more detail. This is looking at applications at planting, a delayed application, and then an application that was split. We're only looking at 80 pounds of nitrogen here, and our analysis showed no difference to timing. So this was confirmation of studies that have been, I believe, in Oklahoma State as well as in Missouri, that we can wait almost until flower to apply nitrogen and see really no significant negative yield impacts. Furthermore, there is some concern even with splitting. And so we broke out looking at the 40, 80, and 120-pound nitrogen rates applied with a split, half at planting and then half immediately prior to early flower. Again, no significant yield penalty associated with splitting that application. So in my opinion, the hypothesis here, what we're trying to say is there's no yield penalty. This allows us to use that sensor in season to tweak nitrogen rate without seeing a yield penalty. So it's a very intensive sampling procedure, as all of you are aware in this room. Most of all of the measurements focused on this dark green color index at the leaf level. And so we would take each one of these main stem leaves that had just recently fully expanded. We collected chlorophyll meter readings on that leaf and then took a picture with a handheld device. And you can very clearly see the differences here between untreated and then an 80-pound applied leaf. Now, when we don't have the leaf nitrogen data, I'm really looking forward to having that processed. I think that's going to help tell the picture. But when we compared it to chlorophyll meter readings, I've got two dates on the slide here with SPAD reading on the x-axis, dark green color index from the handheld on the y. Very strong relationships at peak flower on August the 8th. But if you look at the early flower time frame, July 7th, the relationships were quite a bit weaker with a coefficient of termination of 0.17. Still, I think there's a tremendous value in the dark green color index. It appears to replace the chlorophyll meter quite well. The line seems to be very strong. And we also collected this data from a mobile platform. We mounted it to a spider sprayer. There's a camera on the front, and we have the color standards within the image. And the basic processing will drive into the plot, snap a picture. I will use SigmaScan to isolate the color standards, and when we process that image, we basically focus immediately on the plot area immediately in front of these color standards. We use the values represented here and here. They make it their way into the analyzed image. We can drop out the shaded leaves and soil, and then we just look at sunlit canopy. This is really going to be the take-home message, and this is nitrogen rate on the x-axis. Chlorophyll meter readings here at the top, NDVI. This is measured with a Green Seeker. Dark green color index from that handheld smartphone device, and then the dark green color index calculated from the toolbar. Very good relationships, moderate relationships with the SPAD meter and NDVI with applied nitrogen rate. Fairly weak with the dark green color index from the handheld. Again, really like to see leaf nitrogen data to help tell the full picture. But I was very surprised to see the dark green color index calculated from that toolbar approach with the coefficient of determination exceeding 0.6. So it looks like there is some potential here for that approach, that toolbar approach, to potentially replace NDVI. The last chapter of this would be the drone analysis, and we have not completed that work. We were excited to see some very clear differences between plots late in the year, and given that the dark green color index separated out some differences when mounted on the toolbar, I suspect we'll have similar results from the drone. This is a passive system, and what I haven't shared with you today is data on how difficult it was to collect in a clear setting images in the Mid-South. And so we were literally, there were days where we absolutely couldn't take any data, or we were waiting for one cloud to pass, and a lot of bad data was collected. The color standards that are in image, we had hoped that they would help us calibrate the images, and they are not doing as good of a job as we would like. We're going to continue to evaluate other methods to calibrate and kind of combat the passive issue. Not as big of an issue, I don't think, from a toolbar approach, but when we start putting this in the air, one cloud moving across the field could alter the nitrogen prescription map significantly. So in closing, and these are very preliminary conclusions, but it appears that the splitting and delaying nitrogen applications have had no impact on seed cotton yields, at least in year one. We will continue this for another 2 years. The dark green color index calculated from a handheld device appears to be a valid substitute for chlorophyll meters in cotton. It appears to work much quicker than a chlorophyll meter, and I think it would therefore be preferred for a consultant. It's another device that he won't be carrying in the field. And then finally, the dark green color index calculated from the toolbar appears to have potential to replace other toolbar mounted options, but we definitely need to spend a lot more time evaluating this approach. Do we have time for questions? Okay. Yes, sir. A very good question. So the question was, you know, what type of temporal, spatial, how dense would these measurements need to be? We traffic the field in cotton production close to a dozen times a year. So there are a number of opportunities to take the data. Long term, I don't want that device to capture the image and hold it. I would hope that we would be able to spit that data out almost like you would have the same file that you would have with a yield monitor. So density would really be left up to the producer. Now we have, I think that would be a function of field variability probably more than it would be of the actual device that we're going to choose to take that measurement with. But from my standpoint, multiple measurements per minute I think would really be necessary. A lot of these high clearance sprayers are traveling close to 18 miles an hour through the field, so may want one per second to get a dense enough picture. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know about the dark green index. Is it more sensitive to atmospheric problems compared to other passive measurements that like NDVI that have the infrared?
I don't know if I can answer that. I haven't compared sensitivity of other passive devices. I'm looking at the dark green color index and NDVI from the Green Seeker, an active sensor. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I do know we've had a lot of issues with atmospheric conditions with the dark green color index. I don't know. I'd had a little experience with a spectrometer in Mississippi State. We had the same issues. I don't know if I can. I would assume the color standards help, but I don't believe. They're definitely not helping enough. And so we still have to consider there are times where we have to analyze the data without the color standards. Yes, ma'am, we do. So the question was, do we have the color standards on the ground? They're a little difficult to see in both of these images, but you can see the green there, and I think the yellow. So, yes, they are present. The color standards are present in the field. It's not a lot of fun to carry 3/4-inch plywood across the field, but we do it.
Thank you, Tyson.
Thank you.